Amazon outage resolved as Snapchat and banks among sites impacted. Lisbon funicular crash, initial report reveals litany of failings. We have failed, says minister as France reels from Louvre heist. U.S. chess grandmaster Daniel Naroditsky dies aged 29. U.S. and Australia sign rare earths deal to counter China's dominance. White House begins demolishing part of East Wing for Trump ballroom. Deadly Gaza flare-up tests Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Palestinian woman in hospital after being clubbed by masked Israeli settler. Zelensky ready to join Trump-Putin talks after Frank. White House meeting. Former NFL player Doug Martin dies in police custody in California. Israel receives body. Hamas says is Gaza hostage. Catholic clergy sex abuse survivors hopeful after Pope Leo meeting. Brazil grants oil exploration license in Amazon region. White House begins demolishing part of East Wing for Trump ballroom. Driver dies after Italian basketball fans. Bus attacked with stones. Two dead after cargo plane skids off. Hong Kong runway into sea. Japan allows over-the-counter morning after pill for the first time. Teacher who killed 8-year-old jailed for life in South Korea. Notorious cyber scam hub linked to Chinese mafia raided. Nigerian police fire tear gas as protesters gather over separatist leader. Bolivia elects centrist Rodrigo Paz, ending decades of socialist rule. Airport inferno could cost Bangladesh $1 billion in damages, experts say. China's economic growth slows as trade tensions with U.S. flare up. Australia accuses China of unsafe military jet maneuvers. Artillery shrapnel hits vehicles on California highway during Marines celebration. Hamas ruled Gaza with an iron rod. Will it really give up control? Everything we know about the Louvre jewelry heist. U.S. strikes on Latin American drug boats. What do we know, and are they legal? Kevin Federline has held off writing about Britney Spears. Until now, what we learned from Virginia Giuffre's memoir. These Confederate statues caused U.S. protests. Knocked down, they're the center of a new art show. India sparkles as millions celebrate Diwali festival. After No King's protests, where does democratic opposition go next? China will soon have a new 5-year plan. Here's how they have changed the world so far. Protests and food poisonings. Test Indonesian president's first year in office. I'm 89, and I saw my homeland rebuilt before, but now I don't believe Gaza has a future. Why I fell in love with a book called I Want to Die, But I Want to Eat. Teok Baki. Trump to Australian ambassador, I don't like you either. BBC at scene of brazen Louvre jewel theft. It's like a scene from a film. Paris tourists surprised at Louvre jewel theft. Indian town sets new record with 2.6 million Diwali lamps. Watch, aerials show thousands attending No King's protests across the U.S. Watch Brits row from Peru to Australia in tiny boat. Goldman Sachs flags risk of disruption in supply of rare earths, key minerals. Oil prices hit 5-month low as oversupply fears build, Middle East tensions settle. Trump, Australia's Albanese sign critical minerals agreement to counter China. Russian strike knocks out power to swathes of northern Ukraine, officials say. Trump plan to import Argentine beef angers U.S. farmers. Oil settles at 5-month low as supply glut fears mount. Gold Reserve says fees totaling $170 million jeopardize Citgo auction. Canada offers tariff relief to some steel, aluminum products from U.S. China-Iraq to sign LNG supply agreement with Accelerate Energy. RBC lowers Volvo price target citing weaker truck demand. Exclusive, Japan warns Vietnam of job losses as Hanoi motorbike ban impacts Honda. Japan's Nikkei extends record, bonds stable on Takaichi PM election. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.7%. OVH Cloud founder Klaba returns as CEO amid 1 billion euros revenue milestone. Concerned carmakers race to beat China's rare earths deadline.